from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's a Guy Williams.
All right. Kay Adams was at camp today, and she got an opportunity to talk to Caleb Williams. She had never had him on before. Last time she had Jalen Johnson on, he talked about him being Hollywood, and it made a thing, and it was taken out of context, and, you know, whatever. It was a whole thing. But
it's interesting. She was supposed to be on this show at 3 o'clock, so I wonder when she recorded this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But what do we got from the Bears quarterback with Kay Adams?
When he would play for Detroit, I enjoyed watching them, but I wasn't so young, but I was younger, and I didn't really understand, and then I got older and older, and then I started to understand his game. He's unbelievable. There's a couple plays where he'll get a play action, and you know he has the backer on a string. Like, he wants the backer to go here, he'll go there, and he'll throw it right behind his head at the perfect touch, you know, perfect velocity. And so he's unbelievable. I don't know how. I think it was 46, right? On the top 100, 56.
I don't even
top
know. 100. I didn't look.
Unbelievable that he
you
shouldn't
were not
have
happy.
Been. I was not happy
Where
about
Where would you put him?
Matthew Stafford is probably, I don't think I can name three quarterbacks that play the position better than Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
Not obviously playing right now. I'm not saying.
42. He was 42,
42.
On the list.
I don't
robbed.
Know how he's 42.
You're telling me he's better than Josh Allen. He's better than, like, that. That's
Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers right now in the game is my
course.
Number one QB.
Yes.
Obviously, last year he got hurt and things like that. So that's, you know, it kind of varies for the top 100. But
you don't play Aaron. You play Matthew, though. You know.
Yeah. Matthew's
week
top
four.
Two in the league.
You're playing in week four.
I know. He's top two in the league. I give him his respect. I watch his game. I try and mimic things and get after it.
Damn, that's interesting. So being there at USC, watching Matthew up close maybe, but he talked about him in Detroit as well there at the beginning of that cut. He's got Matthew Stafford top two in the league. I'm going to think about that a little bit.
I mean, he also has Rodgers, so he has both of them ahead of Mahomes, right? It's obviously ridiculous. Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. but Stafford is awesome.
No,
he's an excellent football player.
Yeah, no, he definitely is. And Caleb's not one who's thinking about the numbers. He's dissecting the play, and it got me thinking about what is it about the way Stafford plays.
Well, Stafford has numbers, too, though.
No, I know that. I know, but it's... And so I know the numbers are great for Stafford, but I'm thinking about the style and or the decisions, the consistent decisions, his ability to run, and also the legendary toughness. You remember the sequence? It's an incredible viral video of Stafford after he separates the off shoulder and comes back in on the goal line for Detroit.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Fascinating.
I mean, so yeah, he had the crazy statistical run in Detroit with none of the winning. And then he goes to the Rams.
And has all the winning.
And immediately wins a Super Bowl with, you know, 4,800 passing yards, 41 touchdowns, 17 picks, completed 67% of his passes. So since he's gotten with McVay, you know, they haven't won every year, obviously, but Puka Nacua came onto the scene and was amazing.
Sure.
Cooper Kupp, not a heralded guy, became amazing. Like Stafford as a thrower of the football.
Great thrower of the football.
He's got one of the best arms that we've seen in the NFL.
Strong, great arm. The ball always comes out beautifully. And there's a fluidity to the way that he throws and throws on the run as well that I find myself thinking about. That's interesting. It's worth a follow-up at some other time.
Yeah, I mean,
from K.
Well, we know the Rodgers stuff, right? Like we know that he kind of reveres him. He models his game after him.
Sounds like he's studied Stafford too.
Yeah,
you know, so the stylistic comparisons are interesting.
Yeah, it's the type of thing that like you think about how that guy plays. They're very different quarterbacks, Rodgers and Stafford. I mean, both have one ring, both have 99th percentile arm strength, but Stafford is much more of a stand in the pocket, Brady, Roethlisberger, you know what I mean? He's like sling the ball all over the field from any arm angle, but he does it from the pocket.
I feel like you're underselling kind of the useful mobility of Stafford. He's not going to break plays and get out wide and then run and turn him into that, but I feel like he's a time buyer and certainly was when he was younger, as a time buyer and a thrower on the run, a play extender. And we could look at certain metrics that they have for that. I wonder, you know, it's interesting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Yeah, to think about Caleb's love for him, and I wonder why that is.
Yeah. I don't look at those guys as the same. Again, crazy elite arm talent that can make any throw and just, you know, all three levels of the field.
For sure.
Just crazy accurate, crazy arm strength. But downfield assassin, too.
Scrambling to throw, though, also, you know, as opposed to scrambling to scramble, extend the play to make throws.
Well, he's a volume passer, too. I mean, some of his seasons, you know, he's got a 4,800-yard season, a 4,900-yard season, and a 5,000-yard season.
Can you imagine if he was invisible?
Yeah.
How much better he'd be?
Again, though, the invisible quarterback, you would track the ball, so the ball would not be invisible.
Right, because you could see the ball.
You could see the ball.
That's why Wani's a football guy. It's football.
I know, but safety.
Oh, I don't know, man.
You still would look guys off, though, even if you didn't know who you were looking off. Tanny nailed it. It's pass rusher.
I don't agree. I think Wani nailed it. I think it's safety because
no.
it's reading keys. Don't you care about reading keys? You should. If the quarterback is reading the keys off the safety, it's going to throw off the entirety of the play call and everything they're trying to do.
Granted, you could blitz a safety, but I'm saying you could blitz a linebacker and the play's over in 2 seconds if the guy doesn't know where he's coming from.
Could do that with the safety, too. Could do that with the safety, too, and he's even faster.
Yeah.
He gets right there.
Right, but I mean, if Myles Garrett was invisible and there was no way to block him, the quarterback would be sacked. He'd have 100 sacks, and he'd probably have 50 forced fumbles.
Okay, but if Myles Garrett or a linebacker were invisible, then they'd be down one of the front seven. If a safety's invisible, like a Troy Polamalu or a Jaquan Brisker, he could be an additional guy to rush the passer on the line, and so you still got to worry about the full front seven plus the invisible safety.
Or just know you're releasing the ball quickly because there isn't a second safety back there. You lost a member of the secondary, so just get rid of the ball.
Sure, but then that's when the invisible safety plays back.
See,
having baited you into a throw.
This is so stupid.
No.
It's so dumb.
It's
pretty insightful. One of the texters wanted to know who would be the best invisible Sopranos character. I think this is helpful.
Oh, man. Well,
Christopher! Invisible Christopher.
That's what I said.
It is?
Yeah. He'd still be alive.
No, it'd have to
spoiler,
be a hit.
Spoiler.
A hitman. Right? It's got to be a hitman. Think of the ability. Think of all the whacking you could do.
Speaks. What kind of whacking?
Sometimes you just got to give it to yourself. Sometimes. It is whacking day.
We got a problem with the guy. He's got to, you got to give it to yourself.
Good thing he's invisible. Doing it over there in the corner at a bada bing.
Oh, good suggestion on Twitch. Any of the girlfriends that Tony had on the side, they should be invisible.
They should be invisible. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then how's he going to get down?
Right.
Right.
Can you imagine if Annabella Sciorra was invisible? She'd still be alive.
Oh, I'd hate that. Yeah. One of my favorite parts of the show.
That's incredible. That's a great plot line there.
Oh, God.
Which version of Wani in his career would want to be invisible? Probably Bears coach, right?
I know. No, towards the end, maybe.
Anytime after a post game when Bernstein's asking him questions.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Bernstein era.
Crap, Bernstein. How about Dave Wanstead, Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator? That's a rough toe. That's a rough time.
Do we believe that Dave has watched The Sopranos? Because the only character he could pull was Tony.
I think so. No, I think probably just like one time through. Or not all the episodes, but he saw it live. I guess it was on Sunday, so probably not. He probably didn't see it live.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's in play. He laughed at the idea that he would watch Hard Knocks, didn't know what network it was on. It is on the same network as The Sopranos, could only name Tony as a character.
It's kind of delightful that he didn't watch Hard Knocks and doesn't care.
Don't we kind of pay him to watch Hard Knocks?
I thought so.
I thought so, too.
I had a couple questions on that. Figured it was kind of part of
Mitch,
the thing.
If you're listening, maybe withhold the next paycheck from until he watches Hard Knocks.
Could never do that to Dave.
Yes, we could.
I wouldn't.
No.
Guy does it for the love of the game. He's not getting paid that much anyway.
He does love the game. There was a lot of legit great stuff in there about the quarterback and how to measure the success of a rookie quarterback. And it's not as clean as we'd like it to be. But I'm going to carry some of that stuff into the season. That's for sure.
Well, we can do that coming up. And we could talk about which position on the field would be most valuable if they could fly. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.